you wake up in the morning and you go to put your clothes on, trust me, you know if you are a man or a woman.
Yeah, God has it designed. He created Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. And so it's very, very clear what God's design is. You know, most people don't want to hear this, but if you were to let those people's desires and their passions run its full course, there'd be no mankind.
Yeah, yeah.
Because after 100 years, everybody'd be dead because they can't procreate.
Now, they can't
create life.
A lot of these boys that's famous, this transgender mess, especially in the court and the sports part of it.
Yeah.
I mean, in my heart, I believe they're doing that simply because they cannot be everyday boys at the same sport.
Yeah.
So they got to go beat up on the girl.
Yeah. The Bible talks about how God will use the foolish things to confound the wise. And we see in the culture how, whether it's abortion, gay rights, well, pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter are coming, worldliness, carnality, all these things separate us, our rebellion, separate us from God. And as I was telling you, the only thing that will bring us back to God is to flee to what Christ did for us, his shed blood, repentance. That means I got to change my heart, my mind, my ways by the Spirit of God. I had to come out of the world and the false church system. The church systems are part of the problem because they're allowing worldliness, sin, carnality. And so that's why we travel to preach and lift up Christ and tell people, if people would read the scriptures, if they would open the Bible and they would read from Genesis to Revelation, they would see that God requires holiness, obedience, set-apartness. He wants his people to seek his face, which means not physically seeing God, but it means live for God, serve God, know God by his word and live it, proclaim it, be an example to the world. And most people aren't doing that. They've been taught to do a Sunday church service. But every day they're not living for Christ with all that they are. My website, The Gospel, is all over on the pages, and I've got lots of articles. If you're interested, go in there. You can be edified. You can be taught. And here's a novel thing. We don't take anybody's money. We support ourselves. We don't want people's money. Most of these preachers today are... they're about support me, send me money, I got to do this, I got to put up a building, I got to drive a nice car, I got to have a retirement fund. But Jesus said freely it was given, freely you should give. Doesn't that make sense?
Well, that sounds like the Native Americans. You know, what does the Native Americans say? You know, God gave us everything we needed to survive.
Yeah.
The white man is the one that come in and put dollars on it.
Yeah, yeah, it's true. That people, well, the Bible says not money's evil. The Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. Not money. Yep. Money's just a tool. I'll trade you this and you'll give me that. It's just a tool. But the love of it, which means if I love money more than you, if I love money more than God, if I love money more than my wife, now I'm in sin. Now I'm into, ready? I'm into this sin, which is rampant all over America and nobody believes us. Ready? Idolatry. What is idolatry, do you think? If I said to you, what is idolatry? What do you think that means?
I have no idea.
Think about, they made a golden calf, right, in Israel. And they said, we're going to worship this instead of the real God. So that's idolatry. But we don't need an actual golden calf. You know what we need? We just need to put things like football, like my pride, my vanity, my own interests. We put those things above God and his word and his truth. Doesn't that become an idol?
Yeah, it does.
So thanks for your time. Thanks for showing me that.
You're very welcome.
Check out my website. Let me know if I can ever help you in the truth.
I will.
All right, sir.
Yeah, don't be careful.
All right. Thank you, sir. God be praised.